5 years ago, South Carolina's Jadeveon Clowney tackled Michigan's Vinson Smith so hard, it became one of the most famous hits in the history of college football. Clowney went on to become a rich, famous professional player, but Smith is now doing more good than the man who hit him, turning discarded lots into community gardens.
If you're a casual football fan, or even if you're not, you have probably seen The Hit, one of the most famous tackles in the history of the game. It was January 1st, 2013, when Michigan played South Carolina in the Outback Bowl. In the fourth quarter, with the Wolverines hanging on to a one-point lead, Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner handed off to Vinson Smith. Smith, who stands only 5'6", is from Pahokee, Florida, a tiny impoverished town next to Lake Okeechobee. Pahokee produces two principal products, mud by the truckload and world-class football players. The kids there race rabbits through the sugarcane and often beat them. Smith passed more than a few rabbits himself and used that speed to score 10 touchdowns at Michigan. But on this play, Michigan's offensive linemen screwed up their assignments. South Carolina's star defender, Jadeveon Clowney, who runs 6'5 and 270 pounds, ran straight to Smith right as he received the handoff. Clowney knocked Smith's helmet off and the ball out of his hands. Clowney picked it up with one hand, and one play later, South Carolina took the lead. After South Carolina won the game, what everybody was talking about then and now was The Hit. Since then, Clowney has played 5 years in the NFL, been selected twice for the Pro Bowl, and become a multimillionaire. Meanwhile, Smith was not drafted, but he did graduate on time and then came up with an idea to help his hometown. He said, "We've got this rich soil all around us and all these great athletes, but no place to get healthy food to keep our bodies moving. Why not build our own little community garden?" Smith worked hard to organize the effort, which converts forgotten lots into urban gardens. In the process, they provide health education, job training, and healthy food for communities that could use all those things. Smith thought this would be a great way to connect the entire community and inspire them. After Smith's group, now called Team Gardens, started producing bananas, mangoes, and passion fruit in Pahokee, Smith put his old teammate Martavius Odoms in charge. Then Smith set up a new project in Flint, which requires endless paperwork and a lot of fundraising to overcome the astronomical cost of clean water there. But Smith and his group have persisted. They recently expanded to Ann Arbor, where they're working with senior homes to grow produce on their property. And they're about to start a new garden in Detroit at the corner of Grand River and 7 Mile. "I feel great about it," Smith said. "The community feedback has been overwhelming, like scoring a touchdown in the Big House." Looking back on it, would he trade places with his nemesis, Jadeveon Clowney? "If he'd asked me 5 years ago," he says, "I'd have said yes. But now I would not trade this for anything in the world." Smith does not have Clowney's wealth or fame. But if you're judging who's making a difference, the little guy who got hit is the one making the bigger impact.